I think it was an arranged marriage.
I did something that really hurt him, damaged the idea of me for you.
Yeah, I think so too.
Baby, I wasn't trying!
Don't touch me right now.
Go, Haley, don't fall! Don't fall! Oh my God!
If you weren't so hot, I would have got rid of you a long time ago.
It sucks that the tour was...
I just answered what she was asking me.
Hmm?
Huh?
I just was saying that you were taking all the necessary...
Listen to me, woman.
Let's get into it.
Welcome back to the Let's Get Into It podcast with me, Sloan. Today, I wanted to talk to you guys about Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber's relationship because their marriage is questionable for several reasons. I mean, starting off, she kind of stalked him as a fan before becoming his girlfriend. And then there were issues between him, her, and Selena Gomez, which we all know about. And then in recent years, since they've been married, it kind of seems like Justin hates Hailey. Like, he kind of resents her. So I think a lot of fans can tell that their dynamic doesn't really make sense and neither of them seem happy. Now, 6 months into their marriage, we saw some major red flags because they were doing an interview with Vogue and we were supposed to see this happy newlywed couple express their love in an interview. I mean, first off, Hailey is explaining that marriage is very hard for them. It's effing hard, she continues, which I feel like she should be the happiest wife in the world because she stalked him for like a decade before actually getting to him. Justin says, I made some bad decisions personally and in relationships. It's been difficult for me to trust Hailey. We've been working through stuff and it's great, right? He questions. Here's a clip of them from that interview.
I did something that really hurt him. I did something very immature and stupid. It damaged the idea of me for you.
Yeah, I think so too.
She went out and did things that hurt me. And so it was just this hurt. She hurt me. And then before tour, we just really stopped talking. I was really upset. And rather than, you know, before that in my previous relationship, I went off and just went crazy and went wild. Just was, you know, being reckless. Yeah, I got better. And so she would reach out to people that would like, that we knew, and she would get like you'd hear like, oh, he's doing so well, and she would be so pissed off because she's like, he's not doing well without me.
Facts.
Right?
So let's go back to where it all began. Hailey and Justin met for the first time in 2009, becoming, quote, friends, but not more than just acquaintances. We saw a lot of early photos of when Justin was famous, and then Hailey Baldwin was there just in the crowd, somehow very close to him. So she had her eye on him for a long time. But a few years later, the two future lovers met again at Justin's documentary premiere of Never Say Never. During that time, Justin was dating Selena Gomez. Their beloved relationship had all the support from all believers and everyone who kept track of celebrity news. And that being the case, Justin was very content with Selena at the time, so he wasn't interested in Hailey even though he met her at that premiere. Which, like, why was she at that premiere? She's not like, I mean, she's a Baldwin, but she's not really a celebrity in her own right to be there. But again, her father and her family, because of their connections in the industry, have made it convenient for Hailey to get to Justin. And we've seen some really awkward clips of these moments on the internet. Here's a clip from one of their early interactions.
Hey, my name's Steve.
And the third song,
how you doing, bro? It's my daughter, Hailey.
The third song is...
Yeah, we've been enjoying your music.
Thank you. I think I'm being briefed.
The third song.
Airport, Detroit Airport.
Oh, yeah?
You mentioned when you first started out.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Your wife and you were like, we should be moving to Detroit.
I could have been, man.
Now, we all know that Hailey started off as a super fan who then became a wife. Back in the days when Justin was with Selena, she was rather supportive of their relationship online because she was such a devoted fan of his. She even wrote at one point, I don't care what anyone says, but Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez together is the definition of a teenage dream. So she was obsessed and probably never thought she could get to that point. But it's interesting looking at their relationship because there are so many receipts and the stories change. I mean, we really don't know when they first met because she was always lurking in the background. But this is what Justin claims was the moment where he had met Haley.
How did you and Haley meet? I don't think I've ever heard that story.
How did we meet? We met in the early mornings of a Today Show taping. I'm pretty sure she didn't want to be there. her dad dragged her out of bed in the morning. And basically was like, you know, I think because she was raised Christian and I think they found out that like, I think it was an arranged marriage. I'm pretty sure. I'm not looking back now. I'm like, it was definitely an arranged marriage. Like they set this whole thing up.
Isn't it so crazy to hear him say that this is like an arranged marriage? Because it feels like that way to so many fans. And it looks like Haley was at the right place at the right time. Because in 2016, Justin and Selena broke up, but he quickly moved on with Haley, posting pictures of him and her kissing online. The two lovebirds went from reunited to engaged to married within the span of 2 years. And they're both very young. While Justin seemed pretty lighthearted speaking about this arranged marriage, I feel like he doesn't seem very happy. And this might be a Justin problem, might be a Haley problem. I'm not entirely sure, but the way that he treats her sometimes makes me have some empathy for her. This person wrote about Justin and Haley's interactions in public and wrote, "He does not treat her with kindness in public. It's almost like he gets off on humiliation and making her uncomfortable. I would hate to imagine what he's like in private." This person wrote, "I only recently started paying attention to this couple, and this is the first time I've seen a video of how they interact with each other," which we'll look at the video in a moment. "But my first thought is I'm watching it as this poor girl. I can only imagine how incredibly abusive he is when the camera isn't on. I'm not saying she's some saint, but she deserves to be treated with more love and respect." And a lot of people are writing this in response to a clip of Justin just like slamming the door in his wife's face, just like not acting like a gentleman at all. Here it is.
What up, Jay?
What's up, Justin?
Good morning, Justin.
This way, babe.
Hey, Haley, how are you?
This way.
Justin.
That clip really bothers me because it not only looks like he's trying to like hurt her, but he's just acting so dismissive. And actually looking at that spot, I go to that place all the time. It's Zinc. It's in Hollywood or West Hollywood. It's right on Melrose and San Vicente. Look at me learning my LA, but yeah, I've been to that place so many times. Like I've gone there. I actually had one point where I went there like 8 times in 1 month because they have really good chilled red wine, and I'm friends with the bartender there. Shout out to Alex. Anyways, but yeah, it's so weird when I see these clips of people and I'm like, wait, hold on. Like I've been there multiple times.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
The couple often share curated glimpses into their relationship on social media, but they candidly spoke about the not so glittery side of their marriage when appearing on a podcast titled In Good Faith. Haley explained that the first year of their marriage was terrible, that she called her mom a few different times at one point, and in one call, she was crying so hard saying that she cannot do it. She cannot be in this marriage with this man who was dealing with mental illness. Haley explained that she ended up just holding out and staying through it, and that her family supported her while her marriage was kind of falling apart right away. She says, I also think I was just in it. I made a decision. I know for a fact that I loved this person for a very long time, and now would not be the time to give up on him. I just wouldn't do that to him. Here's a clip of Haley on that podcast talking a little bit more about her and Justin's dynamic.
And I was calling her, I was like crying, and I was like, I just can't do it. Like, there is no way that I'm going to be able to do this if it's gonna be like this forever. And I just remember she was so calm on the phone, and she was like, it's going to pass. I also just think I was in it. I made a decision. I know for a fact that I have loved this person for a very long time, and now would not be the time to give up on him. I was gonna stick it out no matter what the outcome was gonna be. It was really hard.
I'm so grateful that you did.
Now, Haley actually got a lot of praise for this commentary because it shows that, you know, Justin's not easy to deal with, and she puts up with a lot. And she really shouldn't have to. I mean, Justin was thankful online that she had put up with him, but I mean, fans were a little bit concerned about what she goes through married to this man. I mean, it's clear that Justin has an issue with immaturity, and you can see this play out throughout his career. In 2020, Haley uploaded a now deleted Instagram video showing off her winning an arcade game against Justin, and it showed Justin not so happy screaming, "Baby, I wasn't trying," at his wife. Fans found this behavior worrying because his wife beat him in an arcade game, and then he got all, like, you know, pissy because he's a man child, getting upset that his wife had beat him at a little game.
My score? Justin's
score. Baby, I wasn't trying!
I beat you, accept it! My score? Justin's score.
Baby, I wasn't trying!
Obviously, this is a concerning clip. I mean, did you not hear the demon voice that came out of him when he lost? One person wrote, so not only does Justin slam the door on Haley as she gets out of the car, but he also acts like a raging lunatic when she beats him in an arcade game. Another person added, honestly, low-key worried about her. This is not normally healthy behavior. But also keep in mind where Justin's coming from. He's not normal. I mean, not in a mean way, but I mean, the way that he grew up, very young, becoming a star, he doesn't think the same way that we do, so maybe he doesn't understand, like, bro, it's not that big of a deal if you lost to a game. And maybe he needs someone like Haley there to teach him those lessons. But in July 2021, Justin faced criticism after a short clip surfaced of him yelling at Haley. I mean, truly, it seems like he hates this woman. There's this video clip that captured the couple walking through a casino lobby after his Las Vegas performance in the middle of what fans allege was a heated argument. And even though this video was posted all over social media, it had been taken down. They've tried to hide it, but it's out there. Now, there is debate on whether Justin is angry or he's happy. When I'm looking at this video, it seems like he's upset. I know the audio listeners won't be able to see it, but you can tell in his face and his demeanor that he's definitely talking down to her. I don't know if he's upset with her or about the performance or if he's just going on a tangent, but it's not looking great. And he's aware that there's a lot of people watching and recording. Now, like I said, there's a lot of debate about this video in particular, and Haley actually responded to it, claiming that Justin doesn't mistreat her, that she's not in a miserable marriage, and that that video clip was misreported. Haley also responded to rumors that she and Justin had fallen out of love after getting married. She said, quote, if the lie is they're miserable in the relationship, she said, well, the truth is that we've literally never been more obsessed with each other, and we have so much fun together. She also described how Justin makes her feel secure even on her low days. She went on to explain as for how their marriage works. Haley noted that she's very practical and she's the problem solver in their relationship, where Justin is more emotional and very sensitive. Which I think we can all tell that Justin is a very sensitive man, I don't want to say man child, no disrespect, because we love our sensitive men, but he probably does need someone who's a little bit harder, like, I guess, Hailey, you know, Bieber. I almost want to say Baldwin, how Hailey Bieber is explaining herself to be. And, you know, Hailey has gone through a lot of bullying, and she's, you know, made it out through the other side. So maybe she could help Justin, you know, toughen up a bit. I mean, imagine being in Haley's position where everyone is harassing them about his ex-girlfriend, Selena Gomez. I mean, when they walked the red carpet in early 2021, people were just chanting Selena on the red carpet at this couple. And supposedly Haley put her sunglasses on because she was so embarrassed and upset. Here's a clip from their Met Gala moment. It is nice to see that Justin was comforting her during that moment, because it must not feel good. And I mean, the feud between Selena and Hailey, that's its own moment. And there are some justifiable things that have happened there, but it's a sad moment to see. And you could see even Justin got a little teary eyed when seeing his wife struggle. And, you know, we were talking about this podcast earlier that Hailey was featured on, and she explained that, like, despite all of the negativity and the narratives that have been created about their relationship, they are happy at home, which I think can be partially true. I mean, I don't think there's, like, these assumptions and these rumors for any reason. I don't think it's all because of Selena Gomez. I mean, we've seen how they interact in public, and there are clear red flags. But as Hailey has said herself, she's the problem solver. So if she's going to make her relationship look good on camera, she's going to try her hardest to do so.
How do you keep yourself going when people are, like, attacking you or just saying mean things?
I think one of the biggest things is you have to know what the truth is behind everything. You know, there's so many narratives that float around about me, about him, about us together. You know, there's one big fat narrative that goes around that's like, Justin is not nice to her and he mistreats her. And I'm just like, it's so far from the truth. And it's the complete and utter opposite. Like, I really am lucky to say I'm with someone who is extremely respectful of me, who makes me feel special every single day.
So now let's kind of summarize where we are in our timeline. Now, in the beginning of their relationship, they started off really strong. And I think it's because Justin falls very hard, very quickly. He's that type where, like, you know, in the beginning of a relationship, it's really passionate at first, and then it kind of, like, you know, simmers down. Well, I feel like he, like, is really passionate at first, and then he kind of checks out, because when he began his new albums, they slowly became more distant. Justin said in his last project, he was working through his own emotional stuff and his own life and his insecurities, and it was hard for him to deal with that and revisit those moments, probably with Selena, while being with Hailey. Even though he was going through all of this, Hailey stood by his side, despite Justin not really wanting her to be there, because in clips you can see he's clearly irritated. On an Instagram Live, he's telling her to stop touching him. They're at a sports game and her arms are around him, and he's, like, not acknowledging her, and she slowly backs away. There are so many moments that have been montaged of where he seems really checked out, and she's trying so, so hard to make him reinterested in her again. But here's a montage of some clips of where Justin seems really disinterested.
Are here. Justin Bieber is here as well. Hailey, his wife, there too.
You're just honest, babe. I can't. Don't touch me right now. Like, not right now, but I'm just.
Oh, I thought you were being serious.
No. Just in general, that just happens sometimes. You're just like, okay, babe. Like, it's just. I just need to just give me some space.
To the media, their relationship began to go downhill. Haley received hate and criticism for marrying Justin. In an interview, Haley stated, "I mean, I was married when I was 21, 2 months before I turned 22, which is insanely young." The couple receives judgment from people on social media, but their marriage carries on and continues with no signs of ending. Well, this report claims. I mean, I was doing research for this video and looking at some of these clips. I mean, there's one where they are in New York City and like Justin has a skateboard and just like skates away while Haley is like falling on the ground chasing after him. It is such a ridiculous video. I would be like livid if that was my partner skating off away. Like, they're both famous people kind of in like a dangerous situation and she's out here like running for her life to go and capture her man. I mean, here is that ridiculous video clip.
But I wait. Go right here. Look. Right here. Go down. You go on the other side.
Go, Haley, don't fall. Oh my God.
What's good, Just? How you been, brother?
Now, despite Justin low-key hating his wife and she being a crazy fan who made it to him, it kind of helps his reputation in a way because he was really going downhill. He was getting in like criminal trouble and then he married this, you know, good Christian girl. And actually, allegedly, the two waited to get intimate with each other because Justin had been celibate for over a year and Haley said, "If you marry me, this will be your reward." Justin said, "I wanted to rededicate myself to God in that way because I really felt it was better for the condition of my soul. He was not mentally doing well and he felt like staying celibate and being with Haley was the right thing to do." Also, keep in mind, Justin was hanging out with a lot of sketchy church people, some Hillsong people, some really problematic guys. If you want some videos about that, let me know in a comment below. But Justin was struggling when he met Haley because he had just left Selena. And honestly, as someone who is so young like they were, I would have recommended staying single for a while and, like, you know, dating a bunch of people and seeing who you really want, because like he just left Selena Gomez and he even said himself he was unsure if he could commit to Haley. So really, the marriage was not, I just think it was way too fast and they both were not ready.
I think I was more nervous about, am I gonna make this commitment? Am I able to make this commitment as a man and be able to honor, you know, what I say, you know, because that's a serious commitment when you say you're going to love someone for better, for worse, and like be faithful. That's a huge, am I able to do that? And so I think that was really what I was battling with. And I finally was like, you know what? I'm going to make the decision and follow through with it and be a husband. And, you know, this is what I've always wanted. I'm going to just choose this woman and just do it.
And commit to it. Yeah. And you did. Yeah.
So at that point, it seems like when he's speaking to Ellen that he's really into Haley. He's in that like honeymoon love phase, but that only lasted for so long. And it doesn't seem like their feelings are as mutual anymore. I mean, in the beginning, like I said, I am fully convinced that he was into her, but I think he just fell into love with her very quickly and then got tired of her. Maybe started to realize how calculated she's been and maybe has seen some compilations of her stalking him over the years. But here's a throwback clip of when Justin went live with Haley, and you could see that he was really attracted to her.
"If you weren't so hot, I would have got rid of you a long time ago."
So good thing that Haley's good looking, because he said he would get rid of her if not. But in some other awkward video clips we've seen where Justin is live streaming, he is answering questions from fans and you could see he's just kind of like short and snappy with her, which shows me that he's either irritated, he's got some resentment, or he just doesn't really vibe with her, especially in that moment. I mean, they went on live when Justin was dealing with his health issues and his tour, and you could see they were asking questions about his condition. And when Haley started to answer, he stopped her and said, "You know, they were asking me," which is like, I don't know. It's interesting to see how like he kind of like reads her. He's very like shady with his own wife. They don't really seem like a team.
"We were working alongside doctors leading up to the tour to make sure that, you know, he was doing everything necessary and safe for that. And we'll just keep doing that. But it definitely is, you know, like, it sucks that the tour was
just answering. She was asking me."
"Huh? Anyways,
they were asking me because it's my Lyme disease. It's not your Lyme disease. Are you worried about my Lyme disease?"
Well, I was helped, you know, in every freaking day in the doctor with you for months. So
yeah, but
sometimes
they asked if I was scared about the Lyme disease because I'm the one that has it.
Right, but I didn't say that. I just was saying that you were taking all the necessary.
Listen to me, woman. Just kidding.
Yeah, that's the attitude.
You can tell he is so over her, and she is not getting the clue to just, like, back off and give him his space, which I don't really justify, like, how he's acting, because I really don't like that type of attitude. I mean, if he, like, doesn't want her around, then just, like, straight up tell her. You've told her before to stop touching you, to leave you alone. You could tell her now. But Haley explains that we only ever see these bad moments because their relationship is in the public eye and there's a lot of scrutiny. But I argue with this because there are plenty of public relationships. I mean, we see like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I mean, that's just one random relationship, but we could see that they are into each other. They are happy. They're not like physical with each other. And at one point I saw a video where you could see Justin almost like wax Haley over the head. I don't know if this is playful. I don't know if this is like domestic. I doubt it's like a domestic moment, but it's just kind of weird to see how he acts like a teenage boy with his girlfriend rather than a husband with a wife.
In another video, Justin was spotted slapping Haley across the face. And while it looked like they were just joking around, fans weren't happy and they bombarded Justin with comments about how he should never lay his hands on his wife like that, especially in public.
It's actually cringe to watch how they're acting in public. I mean, if I was at the ball and I saw them, I'd be like, oh, wow, like there's some like high school kids like acting up, but it's really like some grown adults and he's just so playful and exuberant. And I think that's part of him being probably stunted as a, you know, an adult because he was brought into fame so young. He didn't go through the normal teenage phases, so I feel like he's just bound to be a little bit on the wild side. And that behavior doesn't help when there are so many rumors surrounding their relationship and with Selena Gomez, because Selena Gomez was a big part of Justin's stardom. She's a big star. They were a couple that people were obsessed with, but as we know, he has moved on to Haley, yet there are a lot of people who are looking at timelines and comparing things and trying to figure out how this switch happened, questioning whether if Haley was dating Justin while he was still with Selena, which she's had to address publicly.
People were confused on the timeline you're talking about of like, is she a homewrecker? So I guess my question is, Haley, were you ever with Justin romantically at the same time as her?
No, not one time. He was not ever in a relationship ever at any point. I'm not interested in doing that, and I never was. Like, I can say, period, point blank, I was never with him when he was in a relationship.
Now, Haley may claim and believe that there was nothing going on between Justin and Selena, but Justin was very much hung up on Selena and kind of using Haley to fill this void. I mean, Haley was readily available. She was pretty much following him, so she was ready to go to be his new girlfriend. And actually, Justin had an emotional breakdown after his marriage to Haley, realizing it wasn't going to fix the problems he had hung up on Selena. He said, I remember when I first got married, I hit a little bit of an emotional breakdown because I thought marriage was going to fix all my problems and it didn't. He said, you want your wife to do something that you're not doing. And it's like, it's hard sometimes to look in the mirror and really have to realize, man, maybe you're not the person you necessarily thought that you were. And that's just a result of trauma and life circumstances. Justin goes on to explain that there's nothing wrong with Haley. It's his own problems and that's what we're seeing play out in the public. But Haley has kind of made it her own problem by acknowledging it and addressing a lot of the people online saying that they need to leave them alone, which I don't think really helped the situation. It kind of like threw like fuel on the fire. Now people are even more interested in what the problems are that Haley is, you know, ignoring or trying to write off.
Leave me alone at this point. I'm minding my business. I don't do anything. I don't say anything. Leave me alone, please. Enough time has gone by where it's valid to leave me alone. I beg of you, truly. That's my only request. Leave me alone. Be miserable somewhere else, please.
Now that we're caught up to speed, let's get into what's been happening in recent months, because things aren't looking good. Especially with reports like this coming out in October, Haley and Justin are on the rocks as she grows tired of his needy and immature behavior. A source claims he acts like a needy kid all the time, and she's constantly having to apologize for him and trying to get him to act like an adult. Haley is over Justin's needy kid tendencies and immature behavior. Supposedly, she was left mortified during an event that couple attended to promote her skincare brand. The National Enquirer reported that their marriage is based on Justin's childish needs and it's doomed. They got married very young and didn't know what they were getting into, and it's been up and down ever since. And I think a lot of this reflects in how we see this couple present themselves in public. So Haley has been supporting Justin's career way before he even knew who she was, but he doesn't seem to care about her skincare line, which comment below if you've used it before, but she had a collaboration with Krispy Kreme for a lip treatment called Strawberry Glaze, which sounds pretty good. And they attended the event, but you could tell that Justin did not want to be there. And you could tell just by what he was wearing. It seemed like he was dragged out of the house. You cannot tell me that this couple does not look mismatched. I mean, look at what she's wearing. It looks like she's going to a nice dinner, a dinner date, out on the town, while it looks like he is about to go into a hospital, like, for surgery. Like, it looks like he is not even going to the grocery store. It is so relaxed, which I think is a telling sign how much he cares about his wife's brand and her products and this party. He's like putting on his Crocs. He does not want to be there, and he probably didn't stay for long.
So you mean to tell me she gets all dressed up for her event, for her new product that she's launching, her strawberry glaze peptide lip thing, right? And her husband shows up in Crocs? But wait, it gets better. And these are the only photographs that people are talking about from the event. Because at this point, it just feels like he's doing it on purpose. I mean, the hat over the hoodie, but the hoodie's like unzipped. And there's a little viral video going around of when they both got off of their Sprinter van and arrived at the event. So Haley steps out first and she basically doesn't look back. And then she finally is like, wait, did he get out of the car? So she turns around, looks at him. And this is the look he's giving her as he's walking behind her. So finally, they make eye contact. She looks away. She's looking really sad or maybe nervous or whatever, but he looks at her and then he motions. He's like, go. Like, yeah, I got out. I'm here. I'm right behind you. Just keep walking.
People were not fond of Justin's look. One person wrote, I really wonder what the conversation was like when she saw him in this outfit. I'm convinced this guy is embarrassing his wife on purpose. Another person writes, he looks like it's bring your son to work day. Another person added, okay, now I feel bad for her. One person also wrote, man, he does not like this woman at all. And a fifth said, honestly, at that point, I'd rather my husband stay home than publicly embarrass me. That is so embarrassing. And honestly, it seems like Haley's just been struggling to be acknowledged by Justin, her own husband, and everyone else. I mean, no one really respects her as his wife. Even people who are friends with them, like Kendall Jenner, she even said in a public live stream early on that she never saw their marriage coming. And you could see Haley's a little bit taken back by this because nobody really wants her there. Nobody thought she would be there. And it feels like she doesn't really belong. I mean, she's not really at the entertainment level that these people are. She kind of just weaseled her way in.
Kendall. What's going on?
Not much. I don't know if I've ever lived before. This is so crazy. This is
amazing. Well, we're so blessed and honored to have you on our live, and thank you for doing this. You look gorgeous, obviously.
Guys, look at you two.
Look at us two. We're like a happy married family.
Look, I love it.
Would you have real quick question? Did you see this coming?
See what coming? You two? Honestly. No, I was super, like, I didn't know, you know what I mean? Like, I think I hoped.
That clip is a little bit awkward just because Justin and Kendall dated and had their own relationship. We've talked about that before on my main channel, but there's another video I want to show you guys. Actually, a lot of people were going through Facebook Lives because I guess Haley used to go live on Facebook with Justin. And at one point, she was kind of complaining about being compared to other women he had been with, like Selena Gomez, Kendall Jenner, and all the rest. And in this Facebook Live, you can see that Haley is really expressing herself, and Justin is so stone cold, completely checked out, looks like a cardboard cutout almost, just like not acknowledging her at all. And I wanted to share this because I wanted to show how, like, you know, in this video, we've seen Haley is constantly putting up with him and supporting him. And if you like her, whether or not you have to acknowledge that she is there for him and he is there for her. Zero. Like, None. None of the time. He's never there for her. Never. And it's like actually so frustrating to see because there's, I mean, as someone who actually respects himself, I could not imagine being Haley and taking this because it's giving little boy energy.
It's not easy, I think, especially when people have fans that are really passionate and they want to express that and they want to express their opinion. And I think a lot of the time it's a lot of children and just young people who would never understand the reality of, you know, a relationship yet because they're so young and they haven't even experienced it and they haven't been there yet.
You can tell he does not want to be there. He doesn't care what she has to say. He just wants it to be over. He wants everything to be over. He is so checked out. And, you know, he has a weird relationship with social media and he likes to take some breaks. And he actually took a break and he came back without posting anything about Haley, which may not be a big deal, but I'm sure Haley noticed because all the fans noticed that he's back, but Haley is absent. I think when you see someone who's young and married, you just kind of expect them to be with their partner. So it's kind of weird to see him acting like Haley's just not a part of his life.
Best friend! Look who is back on social media, Mr. Justin Bieber! Since May, he has not posted. He is with Justine Skye and Normani. I wonder if he asked Normani where that album at, though. But listen, what do you guys think about Justin's return the day after Selena broke the internet? And girl, where's Haley?
It's definitely not a good look. And when we see Justin back on the scene, there are moments like when he was performing at Rolling Loud and the whole crowd was yelling F Haley. And you can see that he kind of like doesn't support her, doesn't tell them to stop. He kind of just like lets it happen, which I think increases this hate train against her.
Justin Bieber performed at Rolling Loud and was met with a lot of hate from his fans in the crowd. The crowd chanted F Haley Bieber.
And no, he did not defend his wife.
Of course he did not defend his wife because he probably kind of liked it in a weird, sick way. I mean, he's also said before in the past that he does not treat the people he loves very kindly, probably because of his stardom at a young age and all the other things he's gone through. I mean, there's really no excuse for it. And I think we'll continue to see them act like this towards each other and him act resentful as long as they are married. I mean, in one clip I found on the internet, he's in the studio, he's just recording, and Haley comes about to go and say hi to him. And he tells her, "Do you think this is a playground?" Just really dismissive to his wife and talking down to her.
But my hands are clear. Does this look like a playground to you? This is a studio workplace, and you're disrupting me. That is not cool.
I hope you guys enjoyed this deep dive. I want to hear what you guys think about their relationship and some topics you would like for me to cover in my next episode. But thank you for watching this podcast, and I'll see you in next week's podcast episode. All right, bye, guys.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.